由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很开心你收听今天的节目。
It is our desire and prayer that you are encouraged through these messages.
我们的盼望和祷告就是我们的信息能够鼓励你。
We entitled it, Know Your Real Enemy.
我们的信息系列是称为谁才是你真正的敌人。
We want you to know who is the real enemy in life.
我们想你知道哪一个才是你生命当中真正的敌人。
The average believer is ignorant of the real enemy.
一般的信徒对他们真正的敌人是无知的。
The average Christian is oblivious to the invisible war that is taking place right now.
一般的信徒对于今天进行的无形战争是完全不在意的。
The average Christian is unaware that whether we like it or not, we are in a state of spiritual warfare.
一般的基督徒并无意识到，无论我们喜不喜欢都好，我们是在一场属灵的战争里面。
The average Christian does not know how to fight Satan, let alone win over him and defeat him.
一般的基督徒甚至不知道怎样去对抗撒旦，更加不用说怎样打赢他了。
Consequently, the cunning enemy uses Christians to fight one another.
于是狡猾的敌人就会利用基督徒互相攻击。
He uses believers as his emissaries to do his bidding in order to destroy the work of God.
撒旦会利用信徒作为他的使者去破坏神的工作。
When a person becomes a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当一个人成为基督的信徒,
when you come and surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ,
当他去到耶稣面前承认耶稣的主权，将生命交托给耶稣基督的时候,
when you come and say yes to Jesus and there is no other salvation except through Jesus,
当他同耶稣基督讲, 是的, 除了耶稣基督以外, 必无拯救。
You have moved from darkness to light.
他就已经从黑暗进入了光明当中。
When you accept Christ, you have moved from being destined for hell to being destined for heaven.
当你接受基督的时候，你就从原来注定去入地狱的，转往注定入天堂。
You are saved from eternal damnation.
他就会从永恒的咒诅当中得着拯救。
I want you to imagine your Christian life like a house.
我想你试下想下，你信仰的生命就好像一间屋这样。
In your soul, or there are many doors.
在你的灵魂里面有很多道门。
You have come and you surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
你已经将你的生命交托给主耶稣基督。
But not all the doors in that house of your soul have been close to Satan.
虽然如此，你的灵魂入面的门不见得每一道都是向撒旦闩了的。
Some of these doors are not bolted.
有一些门没有锁实。
Satan comes in and he pushes on the door.
当撒旦来到的时候，他会试着去推门。
And once he finds an opening, he goes in.
当他找到一道推得开的门的时候，他就会进入去你的心中。
As you know, professional thieves never break and enter.
你知道专业的小偷永远不会打烂道门先入屋的。
They go around the houses.
他们会兜过间屋。
And they push on the doors.
顺手推下道门。
And they see which door that is left unlocked.
看下哪几道门不记得锁。
Then they go in to rob and to destroy and to steal.
跟住就会经过道门入去抢嘢、偷窃同埋破坏。
Satan is a gentleman thief.
撒旦就好似一个绅士咁样嘅小偷。
He does not break and enter.
佢唔会打烂道门入嚟。
He comes into your life.
佢会入到你嘅生命当中。
But you are the one who will either allow him in or refuse to let him in.
但系决定俾佢或者拒绝佢进入嘅就系你。
What do I mean by this?
究竟系乜嘢意思呢？
Listen very carefully, please.
请你留心咁样去听。
Anger is a door.
愤怒就好似一道门咁样。
If the door of anger is left unbolted,
如果呢扇发怒嘅门冇锁死嘅话，
Satan is going to go in and enter into your life through that door.
撒旦就会经过呢一道门进入你嘅生命当中。
And he will create havoc.
佢要制造混乱。
Not only for your life, but for the lives of all those around you.
唔单止喺你生命里面，更加喺你四周嘅人当中。
So what is the first step toward defeating your enemy?
咁样究竟击败你嘅敌人第一步要做嘅系乜嘢呢？
It is to know your enemy.
就系要认识你嘅敌人。
So let us find out where he came from.
让我哋睇下我哋嘅敌人系喺边度嚟嘅。
If you have a Bible, turn to the book of Ezekiel.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开旧约圣经以西结书。
Chapter 28.
第二十八章。
Beginning at verse 11.
由第十一节开始。
Verse 11.
以西结书第二十八章第十一节。
There we have the most definitive passage as to the origin of Satan.
在那里有关于撒旦的起源是最确定的经文记载。
After Ezekiel addressed the enemies of God,
当以西结讲述了上帝的敌人的时候，
who were the people of Tyre,
就是推罗人。
He turned around to address the king of Tyre.
他开始讲关于推罗国王的事。
Who is a type of Satan?
以西结表达推罗王就是撒旦的预表。
In the Bible, all the enemies of God are a type of Satan.
在圣经当中，所有上帝的敌人都是预表撒旦的。
Anyone who oppresses the people of God is a type of Satan.
任何欺压上帝百姓的人都是代表撒旦的。
Pharaoh was referred to as a type of Satan.
埃及法老被指为撒旦的代表。
And here the king of Tyre was personifying Satan.
在这里的推罗王也都是撒旦的化身。
Because he was the leader and the ruler of the enemies of God's people.
因为推罗王就是上帝百姓的敌人的领导者和统治。
齐共去宣告救主已临在当中。去宣告他的尊贵与圣威，齐共去宣告基督将受的践踏，齐共去宣告他因守正彰显，让我心自由，让我得释放，让我冲开困锁中赞着你名字，愿举起双手，让我赞美主伟大。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细咁样听。
Anyone who continuously rejects God is in the image of Satan.
一个不断抗拒神的人，就是带有撒旦的形象。
Any group of people reject God become the seat of Satan.
一群拒绝神的人就成为了撒旦的座位。
Why?
点解会发生咁嘅事呢？
Because Satan uses people to accomplish his purpose.
因为撒旦会利用人去达到佢自己嘅目的。
Because Satan always employs willing agents to do his evil bidding.
因为撒旦会成日利用甘心受佢驱策嘅人去执行佢邪恶嘅计谋。
Look at verse 12 and 13 of Ezekiel 28.
请睇以西结书第二十八章第十二到第十三节。
Satan is described as Lucifer.
撒旦被形容为路西弗。
Lucifer was his original name.
路西弗就是撒旦原本的名字。
The word Lucifer is a word from which we get the word light in English.
在英文里面，路西弗原来是解作光。
And that's who Satan is.
原本就是代表撒旦，就是说他的特点。
He was known as Lucifer, which means light bearer.
撒旦原本是称为路西弗，就是大光者的意思。
The brilliant one.
他就是灿烂的那一位。
The shining one.
就是发光的那一位。
Lucifer was created by God.
路西弗是上帝所创造的。
He is a created being.
他是一个受造物。
In verse 15 of Ezekiel 28,
在以西结书第28章第15节,
it says that he was perfect in his ways.
那里说路西弗所行的事全部都是完美的。
I want you to listen very carefully.
请你留心注意这一点。
God is the only one uncreated being.
只有上帝不是被创造的。
God, the Holy Trinity alone, has no beginning and no end.
只有三位一体的上帝是无始无终的。
And God created innumerable angelic hosts.
而上帝创造了无数的天使。
Why?
为什么上帝会创造他们呢?
To serve his purpose in the universe.
就是为了让天使在宇宙当中服侍上帝，完成上帝的目的。
There are too many even to number.
天使的数量多不胜数。
There were innumerable angelic hosts that God created.
在无数的天使当中，在上帝创造的无数天使当中。
One of these angelic beings was Lucifer.
其中一个就是路西弗。
As a created being, he was obligated to offer worship to God.
作为受造物，他原本的责任就是要敬拜神。
To offer praise to God.
赞美上帝。
To adore the Creator God.
崇敬那位创造的主宰。
Lucifer was perfect in every way.
路西弗在各处都是完美的。
Again, look at verse 15 of Ezekiel 28.
请你继续看以西结书第28章第15节。
He was the epitome of wisdom.
他就是智慧的缩影。
He was the ultimate in beauty.
他极其美丽。
That's how he was.
这个就是撒旦原本路西弗的样式。
So much so that God delegated to him the executive responsibility as chief administrator of the angelic hosts.
他完美到上帝会差派他做天使长，管理所有的天使。
God gave Lucifer all the power over the angelic hosts.
上帝赐予路西弗在天使当中最高的权柄。
If it were all up to Satan,
如果我们让撒旦任意这样去行，
he would have depopulated heaven.
撒旦会使天堂的人口大大减少。
Well, first, by preventing men and women from coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
首先，撒旦会尽量拦阻男男女女去认识耶稣基督的救恩。
And then when they do believe,
而一旦当他们接受了耶稣基督的救恩，
He keeps them ignorant about him.
撒旦会使他们对主耶稣继续保持无知。
Ignorant about the word of God.
对上帝的话无知。
An ignorance, period.
总之就是一无所知。
But God's angels are everywhere. You say everywhere doing what?
但是到处都有上帝的天使。你会问天使在每一个地方究竟做着什么？
Angels are preventing Satan from accomplishing his purpose.
原来天使的责任就是要阻止撒旦的计谋得逞。
Preventing Satan from stopping you from coming into knowledge of Jesus Christ.
阻止撒旦，不让你去认识耶稣基督。
Psalm 91 verse 11 tells us that God gives his angels charge over you to bear you up in their hands.
诗篇91篇11节告诉我们听，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你所行的一切道路上都保护你，他们要用手托住你。
They prevented Satan's attempt to stop me from coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life.
他们会防止撒旦企图阻拦我去认识耶稣基督做我生命的主。
And then angels continue to watch over me day and night.
天使亦都会不断地日日夜夜看顾我。
Some of these angels are with you right now. They're protecting you. They're watching over you.
而这些天使现在正在跟我们同在，他们要保护你，看顾你。
Our time has come to an end.
我们今天的节目时间又到了。
And I have so much more to tell you. I hope you tune in the next time so you can hear the rest of this. Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
虽然我还有很多事想跟你分享，但是我希望你下次会继续收听。各位弟兄姊妹，究竟你认不认清楚你生命当中的敌人呢？当天使和魔鬼同时在你生命当中出现的话，你会不会懂得将他们分别出来呢？你究竟知不知道哪个是魔鬼，哪个是天使呢？在上一集的《天路导向》当中，我们曾经提过，魔鬼就好似山羊进入绵羊当中，亦都好似一个披住羊皮的狼。当他们不知不觉进入到我们生命当中的时候，他披住一块羊皮，我们可能会觉得他是我们的同类，甚至当他带着更加多更加多的山羊来到的时候，我们觉得山羊在我们绵羊当中是理所当然的，我们不会察觉到它的存在。究竟我们会不会面对这样的事情呢？ 究竟我们会不会因为这样而开了一道门，让魔鬼进入我们的生命当中呢？让我再举一个简单的例子，不知道你有没有试过讲大话，或者讲一些所谓善意的谎言呢？其实在你的内心，你可能知道讲大话是错的，是神不喜悦的，是不合神心意的。但是当你面对事实的时候，面对群众的压力的时候，面对家人的压力的时候，甚至面对工作的压力的时候，你却会在不经不觉的情况下面将个大话脱口而出。可能你心里面这样想话，如果我不讲个真相出来，其实是对另外一个人是好的，我不讲个真相出来就不会令到他受伤害，令到他跌倒。或者你的内心可能想着，你只是想讲一个很简单的大话，没有什么的大不了。可能你觉得这个谎话是最好的解决方法。但是我们不单止会不记得了讲大话本来就是错的，本来就是不合神心意的，本来就是神不喜悦的。我们会因为这样讲了一个之后，再用第二个大话来掩过之前的谎话，再用第二个大话再掩再掩，令到自己的生命是充斥着谎言。我们会慢慢地被内心魔鬼的声音欺骗。在这个时候，如果我们不安静下来，慢慢听下上帝在我们内心的声音的话，我们很容易就会迷失方向。听众朋友，让我和你一起作一个祷告。如果你想离开你以往面对的罪的话，如果你想离开你以往面对的罪所带来的不快乐的失落的沮丧的失意，让我们一起去将它认罪交托，重新归给神。慈爱的父神，我们感谢你，你让我们有机会向你祷告。我们知道我们在生命当中很多时候会出现了一些罪，魔鬼就是藉着这些罪进入到我们的生命当中。可能我们讲大话，可能我们做一些更加大的事，可能我们做一些更加错的事，但是我们很多时候都以为自己是合理。但是主啊，我们知道我们所做的事是不对的，我们所做的事是你不喜悦的，我们所做的事是不合你的心意的。求你帮助我们，使到我们能够离开这些罪恶，使到我们能够不再犯这些罪恶，使到我们能够重新归向你，进入到你的怀里。在这里求你饶恕，求你带领，使到我们未来能够做得更加好，离开以往的错。求你保守我们以后的道路，使到我们在以后的道路当中都认识真正的美善，认识真正的道路、真理和生命，就是你耶稣基督。求你引领我们去走。我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿门。
知，你可知道下秒钟何时被预定选中？太多关口需要用全力地去面对操控，全赖及时落于爱的手中。就算失足或跌倒，仍相信。如果这遭遇你现在仍不太懂，来当这天使永未退缩，这算叫勇。即使有逆风，背后仍然是我共你挽手飞过，是这长阔天空，艰苦也与你跨进。即使这逆风向着你迎面冲，亦不怕给吹倒，愿借着这风的风向来撩动我心不死的暗涌，才发现爱于空气中放松。
各位听众朋友，如果你对基督教信仰有任何疑问的话，或者对我们天路导向有任何的意见，欢迎你随时写信给我万峰，或者写信给麦克牧师。愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次再会。